Day 40. Fuel without friction. True motivation flows from presence, not pain. It might seem like a bit of a paradox. If you're not ticked off or dissatisfied, what gets you moving? Doesn't disconnect fuel change? Isn't a little frustration the price of progress? Good question, but here's the twist. You don't need to suffer to be motivated. In fact, suffering is often a terrible motivator because it distorts clarity. It's like trying to drive with the emergency brake on. Real action, the kind that's effective, peaceful, and sustainable, comes from presence. It comes when you're rooted in the now, not flailing in reaction to your circumstances. The moment you fully accept the present moment, a strange thing happens. Your vision clears. You can suddenly see what actually needs to be done, instead of what your ego thinks should be happening. You stop being a drama director and start becoming a calm, intuitive problem solver. This doesn't mean you stop caring or striving. It just means you stop resisting. Resistance is noisy, chaotic energy. It clouds judgment and burns energy on blaming, spinning, and future tripping. Surrender cuts through that fog. It doesn't make you passive, it makes you powerful. You get focused, intentional, present. Let's say your job stinks. You hate your boss. You feel trapped. The old way is to stew in misery and spend your energy rehearsing quitting speeches in the shower. The surrendered way? First accept this moment. Yes, right now, I'm at a job I dislike. This is what is. That clears your mental screen. Now you can ask, what can I do? Can you polish your resume? Take a course? Talk to someone who might help? Whatever the answer, just do that one thing and do it from a calm center, not a panic spiral. Still not sure how to let go of resistance? Here's your first step. See it. Notice it when it arises. Feel it clench your chest. Squeeze your throat. Hijack your thoughts. Watch how your mind labels the moment as wrong or bad. Feel the energy of that judgment. By simply observing it, you bring the unconscious into the light, and what is seen clearly starts to dissolve. What we call unhappiness is often just resistance with a costume on. Ask yourself, would I choose this feeling right now? If the answer is no, then stop feeding it with your thoughts. You're not unhappy, you're identifying with unhappiness. Unplug from that story. The moment you become truly present, resistance can't survive. It needs time, drama, and thought to stay alive. Presence starves it. The spiritual world doesn't truly open up until you surrender. Until then, it's just nice words and good ideas. But surrender cracks the shell. It connects you to a deeper energy, a cleaner fuel than fear or frustration. It's quiet, intense, and clear. It doesn't pollute, it doesn't need an opposite to define it, and it doesn't burn you out. When you act from that energy, your life begins to flow. Not because it's suddenly easy, but because you're no longer blocking it with inner resistance. You don't just change the situation, you change your state of being within the situation. And if the external doesn't change immediately, you've still won because you're no longer a prisoner of the moment. Now you're free. You're in your power. Not a frantic, shouting kind of power, but the kind that moves mountains with silence.